As I make preparations for my retirement this coming summer, I have started to slowly, with the emphasis on slow, sort through all sorts of things in my office and in the rectory. Papers, pictures, books, mementos that I have collected over 44 years of priesthood and many travels and experiences over those years. They're now stuffed away on a bookshelf or tucked tight in a drawer somewhere. And as I pick those items up and sort through them, I ask myself at times, why do I still have this? Or even more basically, why did I ever save this in the first place? And of course, those are the items that tend to be the dirtiest, the dustiest. And after handling them, looking at them, and either putting them in the trash or packing them in a box somewhere, my hands themselves get pretty filthy, because those are the items that I have ignored for years. But as I go through that process, they tend to remind me of my spiritual life, because sometimes I don't pay enough attention to it. I know I don't pray enough, and I suspect that I could be a lot more charitable to others than what I am. I get spiritually lazy, and when that happens, the dust begins to build up. This evening, I and you will be marked with dust, with ashes, as a reminder that if we don't do something to change our ways, that's how we're all going to end up. As they say, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. And from the very beginning pages of Scripture, we find out that we are dust. As God picks lumps of the earth up and forms them into human beings, and eventually to dust we shall return. And just as we need to do some physical house cleaning from time to time, so we get this yearly opportunity to do some spiritual house cleaning, to pray more, to get rid of those things in our lives that really aren't good for us, to practice charity to the people around us, ultimately to grow closer to God. The ashes on our foreheads will be reminders to us to keep spiritually active, to not fall into spiritual laziness. If the only special thing that we do this Lent is to get ashes today, then why even bother? We need to follow Christ as he leads us to the cleansing waters of rebirth in the fount of Easter. Let us enter into this season of Lent by admitting we need his help and his guidance. Let us join him in a journey of hope over these next 40 days.